Now, I'm delighted to welcome into studio for a chat with us this afternoon, Claire Lyons Ford, who is a counsellor and a holistic healer based in Killarney. And Claire is here to talk to us a little bit about what I think is a very important topic. Claire, first of all, welcome. Good
Thanks
to see you.
Much. Thanks, Deirdre.
And you've always been very kind to us and spoken to us a few times in the past about grief. Mm-hmm. Which I know is kind of a speciality area for you, but we're not talking about grief today. What you want to talk about a bit is self-care and the importance of taking time out to relax and de-stress. Why have you decided that this is a good subject to chat about? Are you seeing a lot of people who are running around like headless chickens, Claire?
Yeah, absolutely. So In the nature of work I do, when people come to me or indeed any other therapist or holistic healer, you know, they're a lot of the time they're feeling stuck, they're experiencing, I would call it, emotional fatigue, which is a lot more difficult to bounce back from than physical fatigue. So, you know what, physical fatigue, 40 winks in the chair sometimes is enough to recharge the batteries. Emotional fatigue is a different journey altogether. So I came across a lovely quote that I'm just going to maybe start with. I kind of think it sums it all up. And I don't know who wrote it originally, but it just said, in the noise of daily life, we can drift away from ourselves. And that's what I see a lot, you know, in my work over the years, not just any time lately, but, you know, it's always been there, you know. And indeed, probably myself, if I go back over my life, I would have and, you know, made my way back again, you know. So, as I was saying, when there are four aspects to our psyche, okay, there's the physical, mental, spiritual and emotional. And we need to look after all four. And it's like if you're driving a car and you get a flat tire, well, if you try to keep going, you won't get very far because the wheel will buckle and the tire will be destroyed and the car will cease. So if any aspects at all of us are a little bit out of sync, it has a ripple effect, you know, on the other three. And but we don't really listen to our bodies. The little red flags are there and we don't listen. We just plow on. We just keep going. And a lot of the time, so the type of holistic healing I do is called shamanic healing. And in the world of shamanic healing, usually when people come to our door, they're stuck. Okay, they're kind of caught between the proverbial rock and the hard place. And they just don't know how to, for the want of a better word, become unstuck. And it's believed in the world of shamanism and indeed in the world of counselling and psychotherapy too, that when we're stuck, it's like we've given our power away to other people or to other situations, okay? And we forget that, you know, we have choices, that it is okay to say no. We become overwhelmed with work. You know, social media, technology, everything, they've become very intrusive in our lives. So even though we might be working 9 to 5, if we've access to our work emails at home, our work phone, if we're really under pressure, we might be tempted to kind of forget to relax and just get caught up in work. It can be nearly 24/7, you know. So what happens then is we become emotionally fatigued. We experience dis-ease, as in D-I-S-E, disharmony, and a huge disconnect from ourselves. So we kind of forget who we are. We don't know who we are anymore. We can experience what we call existential anxiety, kind of going, what in the name of God is all this about anyway? You know, we become lost in ourselves. So life can become very, it can become frightening and overwhelming, and the anxiety and the stress will gather momentum. So you're in this just like, it's like a vicious cycle all the time and don't know how to become unstuck, for the want of a better word, you know.
And how would you know that you were that person and that you needed to step away from it? What kind of symptoms would you have, for want of a better word?
You can be overeating or have no appetite. You might find sleep difficult. You might find yourself increasingly more irritable, losing interest in the general things in life, not able to enjoy your time out, constantly worrying, or, you know, your world can become very subjective, as in living in your head. and you forget actually what it's like to just be in the moment. So people are busy all the time, and it can be work, it can be a mixture of work and family life, it can be family life. Sometimes people are busy because they're afraid to stop. They don't want the quiet moments, because then the unwanted thoughts they're trying to keep away from, you know, give an opportunity to call in. Okay, so there's different reasons for the busyness. And I was just thinking to myself the other day, you know, I was just putting a load into the washing machine, and how much we have come in technology and all the help that is there for us, you know, whether it's office work or, you know, working at home, domestic work. There are so many conveniences there now, and yet we seem to have more stress than ever, you know. So it's really about, first of all, becoming aware of it. And I think what we also forget is we have choices. We have choices as we go through life, okay? And people may be aware of the concept of universal laws. I think there are maybe 14 of them out there. But one is known as the law of polarities. And it states that for every problem, there is a solution. And no matter what problems we are experiencing right now, there are solutions to be found to them. Sometimes we'll figure them out of ourselves, and sometimes we need to reach out and get that professional help and support and guidance to guide us and get us back on track again and help us to reconnect and get to know ourselves once more. So, you know, who are you when you're not stressed? Who are you when you're not burned out? Who are you before all this baggage was placed on your shoulders? You know, what were your hobbies once upon a time? When you were a child, what did you enjoy? You know, how long is it since you actually enjoyed nature?
And did nothing.
So,
because I wonder, Claire, do we wear busyness like a badge of honour?
We do.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm as guilty of this as anybody. Yeah. Oh, I'm up the walls, I'm flat to the mat, all those expressions we use. I have to be here, I have to be there, I have to, you know, and it's kind of, it's almost like, as I said, a badge of honour, you know, I'm so busy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you know, you can be a busy fool too, as they say.
Yeah, and everything in moderation, okay? Everything in moderation. And what happens... let's say we're blaming work, okay, for our fatigue and our emotional fatigue and all of that. Sometimes at work, people become yes people. They're afraid to say no in case they need this out today. And that gives my manager or supervisor a choice of saying, okay, that's fine. Or look, no, I think Deirdre might have more time there, I'll ask her.
Yeah.
You know, so when we're saying no, we're actually, you know, we can be positive and say no, if that makes sense.
And the whole idea of taking time out to relax and de-stress ourselves, I think, dare I say it, women in particular, we're bad at that. We almost feel, especially if you have children, you know, I can't afford to be going for a facial or meeting my pals for lunch or whatever it is, because I have a job and I have three kids and I have to do X, Y and Z. I have to clean the house and everything.
Yeah.
But like that's a recipe for disaster ultimately, isn't it?
It's a recipe for disaster, and it's a learned behaviour from the generations gone before us. So the hard work ethos has always been there, and you know, any sense of taking time out was seen as idleness, you know, wasting time. You know, and there would be different labels given to people that, you know, might do that long ago, you know. And I can remember, you know, there was this terrible expression, we'll say, when I was growing up back in the 60s and 70s, they'll say somebody that actually might be unemployed through no fault of their own, but they might be hanging around places every day, and they used to call them a lachico. You know?
A lachico, yeah, you know. Yeah.
What a terrible label to give anybody. But anyway, you know, there's a happy medium. Okay, and we're spirits in a human body, and we are emotional beings, and we all have the same hierarchy of needs, you know, as human beings. And some of those are, you know, sleep, food, clothing in our back, heat, warmth. Obviously, we need money to live and that, but we also need downtime. We also need downtime because we need to recharge our batteries. And we need to do that downtime with compassion, not guilt, you know, or not judgment or anything else. So we have those needs. And if we don't take time out to relax and just to be, we will experience burnout, you know, and then you're back to the car trying to go with three wheels and we're getting nowhere fast. And it does turn inwards on it, and it will manifest in different types of illnesses and stresses and the whole lot, you know. So time out is about self-care. And people, as you say, there can be a guilt attached to downtime. Or, you know, if you have a day off from work, you know, the tendency is to catch up on the housework. But I would say, you know, the house will be there long after us when we cross over to the other side. Certainly, it's good to have a clean house and hygiene, but we need to mind ourselves too. A clean house is no good to us if our health is gone, you know. So even to stand outside your back door in the morning before you begin your routine and just breathe. I say to people, stand barefoot in the grass for 5 minutes. We become very ungrounded, you know, when our minds are very busy. We're like the snow globe. When you shake it, everything's going round and round. So we might have a busy mind, but we're not actually using our mind, you know. So 5 minutes just barefoot on the grass is great. If you're anywhere near trees, hug a tree. Or just even stand.
You're not going to tell me you're a tree hugger.
I'm a tree hugger.
Are you?
I am, yes. And I met a man one time in Killarney National Park. There was a tree hugging thing on. They were trying to break Guinness World Record. And he said to me, are you part of that? And I said, I am. Because I thought he was. He was kind of walking the same. And he goes, you know, you need to get a man, he said.
So you did.
And I did. Well, I had a methastage. The trees are very solid structures. And they're rooted way, way into the bowls of the earth, you know, and when you stand against them, they're very grounding, you know. And if your kind of head is all over the place, even just to lean back against a tree for a few minutes, it can earth you, you know. It can ground you, and take a few deep breaths. It just can bring you back into the present moment, you know.
Claire, I'm going to have to leave it there, but
it's
I know
okay.
You actually have a workshop on this whole idea of reconnecting with yourself.
That's
coming up soon, isn't it?
That's coming up on the 9th May, and it's coming up in the beautiful countryside of Faha near Killarney, you know. And it's I've kind of called it helping you to come home to your heart, you know. So it's helping people to step off the treadmill, even for just a few hours, you know. It's kind of 9:30 to 4:30, I think, in the day, and just to reconnect with themselves again, get to know themselves again, and just to explore where they are with compassion and with unconditional love and just reconnect, you know. And again, let it come under the umbrella of self-care. And maybe just to, you know, finish with this, it's Mary Oliver, people will be aware of her. This is just the last two sentences from a poem she wrote, you know. And it said, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? So this isn't a rehearsal, this is life. So we have the choice to live or exist, you know. And I would say, remember, you have choices. And for every problem, there is a solution. And love yourself enough to start living your life again rather than just existing.
Yeah, being a hamster on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about the workshop, is there a website or somewhere?
Yeah, they can go into Claire Four Therapies, www.clairefourtherapies.ie, or they can ring me on 087-9399-818.
Super. Listen, Claire, lovely to chat to you.
And likewise, Deirdre.
And it's a great idea, and I think no harm to remind people
absolutely.
To step off the treadmill.
Yeah.
We let you go, Claire.
Thanks
for popping in for a chat.
No,
we're going to take a break.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We're going to